It's the Living on Earth Solstice and Holiday Season show. I'm Steve Kerwood. We're back with Jay O'Callaghan for another Mary story. This one takes our heroine into the new year. For Mary, a certain pro sports event turns into an opportunity to play her own game. So, Jay, what is the story?
Steve, this Mary story is called Super Bowl Sunday. Mary, 8 years old, lives in New York, loves the color red. Sunday evening, she'll say to her dad, "Let's play checkers," and she would have the red checker. Or they might go walking, and her dad would say, "Look at that dog on the red leash." And she might say, "Look at that nose and the red face. She loves the color red." So one Sunday evening, she ran in the living room. "All right, Dad, let's play checkers." "Oh, no, 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 Mary. This is Super Bowl Sunday." "What's that?" "Oh, this is the best football game of the year. I've been waiting all year for this, Mary. Get on the table there. I've got everything you want there. Cheese and sandwiches, pickles. Now look at the television." She looked at the television, and it showed thousands of people in a stadium. And then it showed the football players, the two teams facing one another. The two teams bent down, and then they fell on the ground. Boring. But they got up. They faced one another. They got down. They fell on the ground. "Daddy, this is boring." "No, no. Defense is the name of the game. Defense is the name of the game, Mary. Now watch this." "So boring." She went into the kitchen, opened the refrigerator, and there was a jar of red cherries. Her mother called them maraschino cherries. So she took the jar out and she poured the juice into a cup. She had an idea. She would have her own Super Bowl. She had a pewter tray and she put 23 teeny little maraschino cherries on the end of the tray. It was going to be maraschinos against the bananas. She got the bananas. She cut slices 2 inches high. 23 bananas 2 inches high. They were on the other end. Now it's maraschinos against the bananas. Now she needed a stadium, so she got the popcorn going, pop, 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 pop. She filled 7 big bowls with popcorn, and the popping kept going on, pop, 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 pop. Now she needed a referee, so she had an olive. That was the referee. Last thing she needed was a kitchen timer. She put it at 3 minutes. That was plenty. And now the Super Bowl was beginning. She lifted up the tray, and the teeny little maraschino cherries started down towards the huge bananas. The maraschinos, they were all stopped, except for one teeny maraschino who slipped through the bananas and scored! Mary was so excited that she twisted the tray, and the maraschino who scored fell onto the floor, and she stepped on him. Oh! She picked him up. She was the ambulance. She went down to where her mother had needle and thread, and then she went back to the kitchen. Now she had to operate, and poor maraschino. "Are you ready?" "Yes." "Are you frightened?" "No." "Oh, but I better put you to sleep." So she opened the refrigerator. She got the Limburger cheese that smelled so terrible. She put it close to the maraschino. Oh, he fainted. And she cut him open, sewed him up, and put him on the plate. Then she went back. There was only a minute and a half left. Now it was the banana's turn, so she lifted up the pewter tray, and the bananas were stuck to the tray. She put it down, and she turned the bananas so they were on their side. She lifted the tray, and the huge bananas were rolling and rolling down, and they rolled right over the maraschinos, and they scored! Now it was 1-1. Now she set the two teams up, and the bananas said, "Make us a wall." "What? Make us a wall." So the bananas were one wall. Poor maraschinos were going to have to get through them. She lifted the tray. The maraschinos started down towards the wall of bananas. "Put me in!" "What? Put me in!" "It was the maraschino who had been operated." "I can't. You've been hurt." "No, put me in." "All right." She put the brave maraschino in, and the whole stadium said, "Brave maraschino, brave maraschino." There was only 7 seconds left. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 second. The brave maraschino jumped over the bananas and scored. Mary was so excited, she jumped around, and she took the 7 bowls of popcorn, threw the popcorn all over the kitchen, and then she paraded. Then she said, "Maraschinos, you deserve a prize. Bananas, you were good, too. Tomorrow you'll be banana bread, but maraschinos, you get the prize." And so she got a bowl, and she filled it with vanilla ice cream, chocolate ice cream, strawberry ice cream, and then chocolate sauce, whipped cream, It's for you. No, they said it's for you. No, no, it's for you. No, you're the best. I suppose I am. So Mary ate the whole Super Bowl Sunday, and then she looked around the stadium, popcorn everywhere. The fans hadn't cleaned up. She had to clean the whole stadium. She was tired now, and she went down to her room. Oh, she got into bed, and an hour later her dad came. Oh, what a game. Oh, my stomach. Where's the Alka-Seltzer? Come on, we'll play checkers. Oh, no, I'm tired. You better have supper. No, Dad, I don't need supper. Good night. Well, good night. He started down the hall. He could hear Mary saying, brave Maraschino, brave Maraschino.
J.O. O'Callaghan and Mary and the Maraschino cherry. Didn't she top the sundae with the cherry?
She decided that they should go back into the jar with the juice. So she missed that one part. But she looked forward to the next year when they would have another parade.
I got a suspicion that Mary is really you, J. O'Callaghan. So the cherry is back in the bottle. That means there's a promise for the future.
Exactly. And every day when she opens that up, she smiles, singing those red cherries.
So there is hope. There is fun ahead for us.
There is lots of hope. Lots of hope. Everybody get your Maraschino cherries.
J. O'Callaghan's extraordinary storyteller, who joins us from time to time. Thank you so much for coming by this year.
And thank you, Steve. It was a delight, as always.